Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Well, look, in more normal times, my next guests will be somewhere in Europe touring their album One Day at a Time. Instead, they're here in Dublin, being as creative as possible under the circumstances. Well, Steve and Jason from Codaline will be with me very shortly. But first, let's listen to a specially commissioned live track from that album, Everyone Changes.
Say that the hardest thing to do is say goodbye. And this is the hardest thing. We tried to stitch it up, and now I wonder why. Why is this happening to me? But it wasn't right, had another fight. We were young, but we never quite took flight. In another life, maybe you and I would be walking down the aisle just in white. I can see that all you need is everything I'll never be. But everyone changes. Everyone changes. Say goodbye.
Everyone Changes there from Codaline, and featuring Gabrielle Aplin and Steve Garrigan and Jason Boland. Join me now. Morning to you both. Steve, I'm going to start with you. Beautiful version there of Everyone Changes with Gabrielle. How did you manage to do that? How did it work in the travel restrictions?
Well, we figured out a way to kind of, I suppose technology is an amazing thing these days. We sent the song over to Gabrielle and she sang on it and then sent it back. And it wasn't too difficult. But we have done lots of streaming and stuff during the lockdown, where we've recorded from our own houses and stuff. We're very lucky that Jay is very, very technically minded, so he can put all that stuff together. So yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, Jay, that's probably really helped you both, since you are so technically minded. And you said before that as a producer as well as a member of the band, you spent a lot of time in your little spare room studio.
Yeah, completely. Like last night I was at a Foo Fighters gig in LA with some friends and I haven't left this chair. You know, it's amazing what technology has kind of allowed us to do, especially I think the lockdown has just kind of put everything into hyperdrive, like all the kind of tools that we needed to connect with people were just really pushed to the forefront. And, you know, the fact that Zoom became a verb overnight, it's amazing, you know.
Have you found it difficult? I mean, I think, did you once say you haven't really noticed lockdown because you always sit in a dark room anyway?
Well, yeah, I think that's it's a musician's life, but it's most definitely a producer's life.
What about you, Steve? How have you found it? You know, I suppose not being able to tour, not being able to travel, stuck at home a lot. How have you found it?
Well, to be honest, at the very start, it was fairly daunting because we've been touring kind of nonstop for almost 8 years. And like, I remember I'd always look at my calendar and I'd know exactly where we were going to be in like 8 months' time. I think now we would have been on a European tour possibly, but like today somewhere in Europe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so to see it all wiped away was fairly daunting at the start. But yeah, I mean, I've just been kind of writing songs, and then we kind of set up the whole streaming thing, and now we can kind of play together with the help of technology, which is really great. But yeah, I suppose it is what it is. The live industry hopefully will come back sooner rather than later. But yeah, it's a strange year, to say the least.
Yeah. And listen, you know? Jay, your deluxe version of, you know, your album One Day at a Time, it's out next Friday, November the 20th. What's it going to be like launching a new album, I suppose, in this pandemic? I suppose when we and so many other countries are in some form of lockdown.
Yeah, no, it's been the strangest point in our career. Not just, like, obviously, as Steve said, like, we've lived on the road forever. But usually we get to the end of, like, we spent a year and a half in the studio making this record. And we get to that point where suddenly we're let loose again, and we go and travel the world and do promo and talk about the album and promote the album. And we just haven't had that chance. And the fact that this is the first time we're even going to hold a physical copy of the album that's been out for a couple of months, you know, there's just so many factors in it. But it's been really wonderful being able to at least perform it for people on the internet. And the audience has given such great feedback. And, you know, we've been doing as much as we can, but we just want to play it in front of people at this point.
Yeah, and those live streams on Fridays, you know, for free have been going great. And I suppose, Steve, you're ultimately hoping to be gigging again. I think your next Irish show at Malahide Castle next June. Let's be hopeful it'll happen.
Fingers crossed, yeah. I mean, I'd give anything to actually have a crowd in front of us. When we were doing those streams, like, I got into, like, the habit of getting crowds to be involved in our live shows. Like, I'd at a chorus or something, I'd turn and I'd go, "Guys, I want to hear you sing." And I remember on one of the first live streams, I turned and I was like waiting for the crowd to sing, and then I just coughed. Oh, wait a minute, there's nobody in this room, just us. Okay, I better sing this chorus. But yeah, no, hopefully it goes ahead, and fingers crossed. But yeah, living for the live shows.
Thanks so much to you both for joining us this morning. As I said, your deluxe version of your album, One Day at a Time, it's out next Friday. Thanks so much for now. We're going to end with this beautiful acoustic version of Sometimes. Thanks so much to you both. Mind yourselves.
Thanks, Mary.
No worries.
Mind yourself.
I'm not looking for an answer. I just hope these words will help whoever's listening. If someone cares to listen in. I've been up and down in life, sure. Every day's a chance to fight, forever wrestling, trying to make amends again.
But I break down and I lose control. And don't care cause they had a good show. But I won't cry cause I'm lucky I know. Restless heart and a beautiful soul. It really doesn't matter if I stay or go. It's hitting me hard, but I'm lucky I know. All of my friends don't understand. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm blind. Maybe we all get lost sometimes. Me slip away, keeps me learning every day. Reading books on meditation fights away the hesitations hanging over me, easing the anxiety. But I break down and I lose control. And don't care cause they had a good show. But I won't cry cause I'm lucky I know. Rest this heart in a beautiful soul. It really doesn't matter if I stay or go. It's hitting me hard, but I'm lucky I know. All of my friends don't understand. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm blind. Maybe we all get lost sometimes. Whoever's listening, if someone cares to listen in.